Imagine waking up each morning to do work you love, in a business that reflects your values, without sacrificing your soul to corporate America. This is the revolutionary promise at the heart of Business for Bohemians. The term business might conjure images of gray suits and spreadsheets, but for artists, writers, musicians, and free spirits, it can be reimagined as an extension of creative practice rather than its compromise. The fundamental tension for bohemian entrepreneurs lies in reconciling two seemingly contradictory desires, creative freedom and financial stability. While traditional tycoons chase scale and profit above all else, bohemians seek to enjoy their work while earning a living. We value creativity and autonomy over money, hoping to transform passion projects into sustainable enterprises. The ancient Greeks called this eudaimonia, happiness through fulfillment, being at one with your inner spirit. But can the bohemian truly thrive in the business world? The surprising answer is yes, if you're willing to embrace certain practical realities without abandoning your creative soul. Bohemians may disdain money, but ignoring finances leads only to poverty and stress. Without proper management, you'll pay excessive fees while your chaos profits others. Profit isn't evil. It creates sustainability, allowing your business to endure, employ people, and spread joy. With half of new businesses failing within 5 years, financial savvy isn't optional, it's survival. Subscription and membership models work well for creative businesses. People enjoy belonging to clubs and receiving deliveries. This approach suits entrepreneurs providing quality services to smaller audiences rather than competing with corporate giants. When fundraising, weigh the trade-offs. Family investors want input, banks charge interest, remortgaging creates pressure, and outside investors demand growth. Expect financial hardship initially. Minimize expenses. Skip holidays, taxis, dining out, and shopping. Be truly Epicurean. Live well on little. Most importantly, enjoy your business. Otherwise, what's the point? Conduct regular fun audits. If things aren't working, change course. Without thoughtful planning, what you hoped would bring money and freedom might instead deliver minimal income and many headaches. Think spreadsheets are boring? Think again. Approach them as an artist would, drawing satisfaction from making them both beautiful and useful. For years, I feared spreadsheets, scribbling figures on envelopes I later lost. But a well-organized financial system creates efficiency, the brother of leisure. Make time to learn spreadsheets, perhaps an evening with a spreadsheet program and some wine. A spreadsheet is simply a grid where cells contain numbers, words, or formulas that automatically update when related entries change. Try Google Drive Spreadsheet for a free, cloud-based solution that allows collaboration. Remember, you must take responsibility for your own accounting. Create simple structures with titles, monthly headings, and revenue categories. Learn basic formulas like sum for automatic calculations and track your fixed monthly costs. Understanding profit and loss statements is crucial. They summarize revenues, costs, and expenses during specific periods, showing your ability to generate profit. Isn't it better to know exactly where you stand than to live in financial fantasy? Setting prices is where bohemians often stumble, instinctively pricing too low. Small companies need high margins, while low prices only work for giants with economies of scale. Creative types frequently give away money as soon as they earn it, a self-defeating tendency. Start with the highest price you can bear to charge. As Serena Reese of Agent Provocateur advised, think of a price, double it, add tax. Independent businesses maintain high prices because they can't compete with Amazon's tiny margins. Position yourself by examining competitor pricing. For consultants and freelancers, set day rates by researching what others with similar experience charge. Freelancers spend unpaid time pitching, researching, and marketing, justifying higher rates than employees might expect. Remember, it's easier to lower prices than raise them. For events, aim for a price that sells all tickets on the last day. Use tiered pricing with early bird tickets that gradually increase, satisfying both price-sensitive customers and those willing to pay more. Create value through scarcity rather than devaluing your work through desperation. As a bohemian in business, you must embrace being a salesperson. Things don't sell themselves, regardless of your creative field. The petite bourgeoisie, small business owners, artisans, independent professionals, are true revolutionaries who take risks and responsibility rather than blaming others. Selling becomes satisfying when you're passionate about your product. It's about communicating enthusiasm to others. Since people don't part with cash easily, offer something desirable at the right price while making customers feel clever rather than manipulated. Create what people want while remaining authentic. Aim to be both good and commercial, like the Beatles. Be bold, try many things, and accept some failures. Ask yourself, would you buy this? Sell only things you believe in, beautiful, useful, or both. Consider creating a club people want to join. The most successful products are often memberships and subscriptions because people enjoy belonging to movements. Build a community where customers invest in your entire business model rather than just individual products. Your website serves as your storefront and first customer touchpoint. Many bohemian entrepreneurs feel overwhelmed by technology, making them vulnerable to overpriced services. Beginners can start with free platforms like Etsy, while Squarespace or Shopify offer more features for a monthly fee. Study successful sites with simple designs and minimal text. Invest in quality photography. Even a modest investment in professional photos provides years of value for your website and press materials. Focus on quality rather than chasing every digital trend. While social media platforms profit from selling ad space, email marketing proves more effective for generating sales. Build a mailing list through competitions and partnerships with like-minded companies. Lead with compelling ideas as customers buy into a philosophy before making purchases. Newsletters create direct communication with customers who often contribute content and feedback. Respond quickly to customer emails. These connections may be your most valuable marketing asset rather than flashy social media campaigns. During a reality check meeting, the author received crucial advice: know when to give up. Quitting at the right time is a vital skill. After 5 years, he didn't renew his retail outlet lease. While it had served multiple purposes, the overheads eventually outweighed the benefits. Maturity means not getting over-attached to ideas, but letting them go with a laugh. Like Google, try many things without becoming discouraged by failures. Adopt a Taoist attitude toward business. Maintain diverse projects and don't waste energy pushing in the wrong direction. List what you've enjoyed doing and stick with those. Simplify. Abandon. Give up. The bohemian entrepreneur's path isn't about amassing wealth like a hedge fund manager. It's about creating something that improves the world while providing satisfying work. As Robert Louis Stevenson said, "My idea of man's chief end was to enrich the world with things of beauty and have a fairly good time myself while doing so." What could be more revolutionary than building a life where your work and joy are one?